All right. Are you ready to worship Jesus this morning? Yeah, you know, Sunday to Sunday and, you know, 52 Sundays in a year, we can get a little carried away with different things. But I want to, this morning, I want us to like strip down everything else and just stick to the simple basics, the simple gospel. And that in itself is so wonderful. It is so powerful. And I want to read this morning from Romans 3. Now, this is a very well-known passage, so I'm reading it in a different translation so that we can take hold of, you know, some nuances of this truth. Okay, so this is Romans 3, 21 to 26, okay? But now, independently of the law, the righteousness of God is tangible and brought to light through Jesus, the Anointed One. This is the righteousness that the scriptures prophesied would come. It is God's righteousness made visible through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. And now, all who believe in him, that is you, yeah, put a hand on your heart and say, all who believe in him, all who believe in him receive that gift. Yeah, for there is really no difference between us. All of us have sinned and are in need of the glory of God. Yet through his powerful declaration of acquittal, yeah, his powerful declaration of acquittal, that means you are not guilty any longer. God freely gives away his righteousness. Isn't that so good? We are justified. We are justified by him. His gift of love and favor now cascades over us all because of Jesus, the Anointed One. He has liberated us from guilt, punishment, and the power of sin. Amen. Amen. Jesus' God-given destiny was to be sacrificed to take away sins, and now he is our mercy seat. In the Old Testament, they spoke about the ark of God, the throne room of God, and there was always a mercy seat over there. And now Jesus himself is our mercy seat because of his death on the cross. We come to him for mercy, for God has made a provision for us to be forgiven by faith in the sacred blood of Jesus. This is what I want us to proclaim this morning, that his blood was shed on the cross for redemption, for justification, for sanctification as we walk with him, and finally for glorification with Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the simple gospel that is easy for children to understand, that is still so vast that theologians are still, you know, trying to understand the depths of it. This is the God that we serve and the one who has made a way for us. We're going to start with singing a song which we usually take during Christmas. But I said, hey, there is wonderful truth in this. Why not sing it year round? Okay, already there is a nip in the air, a little bit of a chill, so it almost reminds us of Christmas. But we're going to sing this song declaring how great the gospel is and how great the gospel giver Jesus is. Amen? Come, let's stand up to our feet and declare the glory of Jesus.
Child, God has spoken, my heart sings hallelujah, and everything
sing hallelujah this morning for Jesus. Lift up our voices and praise him now, yeah? Thank you, Jesus. You are amazing. Thank you, Lord. You are glorious, awesome seated in majesty, high above all authorities. You are great, Lord Jesus. We want to continually praise you. You are worthy. You are worthy of our praise, Jesus.
Story.
that. It says, let's echo his authority. Yeah, so we're going to just proclaim the mighty name of Jesus over different things. We talk about casting out demons, empty souls being filled, that there is breakthrough, there is freedom, that chains are broken, that strongholds come down. We got to take hold of these promises in the Bible, and we need to stand in the authority of Jesus. You know, how many of you need a breakthrough in your life right now? Yeah. How many need healing? Specifically healing. How many need healing this morning? Yeah. How many of you need a miracle? Amen. This looks like almost all of us, yeah? So what we're going to do is we're going to take the name of Jesus and we are going to proclaim it over these things. So, you know, we'll just, you know, break out into that. But there is a difference when you speak with authority and when you speak without. It doesn't come with raising your voice loudly or speaking softly. It comes with knowing and standing in who gave you that authority. You know, when I step into my classrooms every day at work, I stand there with the authority that my college gives me, that I have the ability and the authority to stand here and teach the students. Okay, so we're going to teach this morning, and we're going to teach to the principalities and powers and say, Jesus' authority has been given to me. And so I'm going to step into all that Jesus died for on the cross, and we're going to proclaim healing, we're going to proclaim miracles and breakthroughs. Amen? Yeah? So can we do that? Just on the count of three, let's raise our voices and let's proclaim this. Yeah? With authority. Remember, Jesus has given you the authority. It's not coming from me saying this. It's not coming from Colin. It's coming from Jesus. Okay? So let's do that. One, two, three. Go. Atmosphere just changes when Jesus walks into a room, doesn't it? Jesus, so grateful that you're here with us. Yeah. When Jesus was resurrected from the grave, he met his disciples, and the first thing was not, let's go catch, you know, people. It was not, let's go out on mission. He says, come, I make breakfast for you. Somehow, in the kingdom of God, he prefers relationship over function, and he's first eats with us at the Lord's table. So before we jump in and go into the presence of God further, there is a table before us. Yeah? So we're going to come to the Lord's table. He loves to eat with us. He loves communion with us. So we're going to do that right now before we just dive deeper into his presence. So Ellen and Christy. You may be seated, yeah?
Good morning, everybody. As we come to a time of breaking of bread, let's read from 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for us only, but also for the whole world. We see here that it is God's desire that we not sin. Because you see, sin separates us from having a relationship with Him. He knew that man would not be able to live a sinless life in the flesh. So He sent Jesus to die on a cross to be our propitiation. Meaning Jesus was that sinless sacrifice who turned away the wrath of God from us. So now when we put our faith in Him, we become His righteousness. He pleads before God our Father as our personal advocate and gives us eternal life as an inheritance. So this morning as we partake of the breaking of bread, let us remember that this bread is His body which is broken for us, and the juice is His blood shed for us. Let us remember that when Satan accuses us of our sins, he is pleading on our behalf and declaring us not guilty before God our Father. So I'll just pray, and after that I request the ushers to pass the bread and juice. Heavenly Father, thank You that we get to come before Your presence and with our heart that sings hallelujah to You, with knowing that You have given us authority, that in Your name we have miracles, we have healings. We thank You, Lord, because You made this possible by dying on the cross for us. And You are there before our Heavenly Father, declaring us not guilty. We celebrate this as we partake of Your body and blood. We remember that it is by Your death, by Your sacrifice on the cross, that we have this authority, that we have redemption, Lord. I ask this in Your name, Jesus. Amen.
Just
that is always chasing us, that chasing love is present here right now. And I feel like somebody needs to receive that. Yeah, that you are not chasing after God's love. He is love. Yeah. And the Bible says that His goodness and His mercy are always chasing us. They follow us all the days of our life. And this love that is always chasing us, right from the Garden of Eden up unto glory, it's chasing us because He has set His heart upon you. You are the object of His affection and not His wrath.
I feel someone needs to hear this. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But He answered me, "My grace is always, always more than enough for you. And my power finds its full expression through your weakness." If you're looking at your weakness all the time, this is the word for you. God says, "My grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness." Yeah, take hold of that. Yeah, I think on a daily basis for us to hear from God is very important. It's very important. So many times I just do my talk with Jesus and move on. But then when you wait and ask God, just wait and hear from God. He has such amazing things to tell you. And that's going to change the way you live that particular day. It's going to bring a huge change. The other day I read my word and then I wanted to just hear Him, and I was so sleepy. I said, "God, speak to me." And the first thing I heard was, "I love you." And I thought I was imagining, okay, I'm just imagining God was speaking. But no, God, and then the clarity came. He said, "No, this is what I want to tell you, because that's what I'm doing. That's what I do. I love you." And when you actually hold on to what God speaks to you, right, that's going to change that whole day. The whole day you see it in a different way. So I really want to encourage each one of you on a daily basis, just even if it is for 5 minutes, just stay in that silence, stillness, and hear. He is faithful. He will speak to you, and it's going to be crystal clear. I'm going to say that yes, He will speak, and it's going to bring so much clarity for you. It's going to change the way you lead your life that particular day and maybe forever.
Something? No. I am a child of God. Therefore, I have an inheritance in Christ. And so I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And thank God that He did not wait for us. But it says in His loving kindness, He draws us to repentance. Amen? Yeah? I'm just reminded of a very old song. wonderful Savior we have.
Yeah. Amen.